to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Are you ready for me to pop off? Because that is what's about to happen. Welcome back to Mind Your Hormones. I'm so happy you're here and I'm so excited you're here for this episode because we're going in hard on this topic. So we are talking about the mucinex theory, which if you don't know what it is, I'm going to tell you because I did not know what this was. Okay. I'm so in my natural bubble, my holistic world of things that, and I was getting a lot of messages from people on TikTok. I was seeing people put it in comments and just like even messaging me on Instagram about it now. And it's like so funny. Once you see things once, it just like comes into your sphere so many different times. And I was like thinking, like when I heard the question once, I'm like, okay, maybe I should do a podcast episode about this. And then I heard it a couple more times. I'm like, okay, I need to do this. So anyway, that's what we're talking about. But the mucinex theory, okay, what this is, maybe you've heard of it. If you are watching this, listening to this, whatever, you maybe have. But anyway, it is the idea that taking mucinex, okay, like the actual like medication, taking mucinex will help thin out your cervical mucus. So it helps you get pregnant so that the sperm could like more easily get in there and get to the egg. Okay. I'm like, wait, what? Like, is this what people are recommending that other women do? Like, I don't understand. And if you've done this, like, I'm not laughing at you because I understand, like, you just want to get pregnant, right? Like but you actually don't just want to get pregnant. We're going to get to that. But like, if you've been trying for a really long time, I know you're like, I will literally do whatever it takes. And I've heard that this works, so I'm going to try it. So I understand if that's what you, like, your thought process is at, but you actually don't just want to get pregnant. I was on a one-on-one call with a client yesterday and we did like a 60-minute breakthrough session. And she's someone who's trying to get her cycle back. She was recommended Clomid. She didn't really want to do it. She did one round of it. She's like, oh, I don't want to do it anymore. Like, I just want my body to regularly do it. She's like, and she wrote in her intake form, and she hasn't had a cycle in a while. She's like, I just would want to get pregnant as soon as next month. And I'm like, you actually don't want to just get pregnant as soon as next month because your goal isn't to just get pregnant, right? Same as you listening. Your goal is to not just get pregnant. It is to get pregnant, stay pregnant, have a healthy pregnancy and support yourself postpartum and learn the actual skills that you need to, yes, improve your fertility and yes, get pregnant, but to actually live a healthy lifestyle, to know how to support yourself, to feel empowered in what the hell is going on with your body and how you can naturally support it. So the goal isn't to just get pregnant, which is why this mucinex theory is absolutely ridiculous for so many reasons, right? So first of all, when I looked up, okay, first of all, I knew mucinex was a medication, right? So I'm like, okay, automatically it's messing up your gut and your liver, like hands down, right? What any type of medication, birth control included, mucinex included, is negatively impacting the good bacteria in your gut. And it's not completely wiping it out like an antibiotic, but it is reducing the amount of good gut bacteria you actually have. And your microbiome turns into your baby's microbiome. Like, how fucking crazy is that? Your gut literally becomes your baby's gut. So it's really freaking important to take care of your gut, which is why it's a full module in the Mind Your Hormones method. And why I'm talking about it all the time, because your gut is actually turning into your baby's gut. So like, do we want to put a medication in that's going to reduce the amount of good bacteria in our gut while you're trying to get pregnant? Obviously, no, we don't want to do that. On top of that, your gut is where you absorb nutrients, okay? Of course, we need our nutrient density to be on freaking fire when you're trying to get pregnant and ovulate and regulate your cycle, have healthy egg quality, support your baby in the first trimester, because during the first trimester, the majority of the nutrients that go to the baby are going from your nutrient stores, which is why people like will always get so nervous if they're like really nauseous and they're not eating a lot. Is the baby getting enough? I'm like, a lot of it's coming from your nutrient stores, so you're good. So we don't want to be messing up our gut by impacting it so that it's not absorbing the amount of nutrients that you're taking. You're taking these high quality prenatals, all these supplements and stuff. And then if you're taking this mucinex, it's like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? That's another thing with the gut. And also your gut is what expels excess estrogen, excess hormones, metabolic waste, toxins out of our body through your poop. We want to get that shit out because we don't want it to recirculate back in the body, mess up our egg quality, also cause us to have more estrogen buildup in our body. And then we have imbalances that can cause us wants to have too much estrogen in relation to progesterone, which if your progesterone is lower, it's going to impact you getting pregnant, staying pregnant. It's going to cause spotting and PMS and clots and cramping and all this stuff. Like, it is just so, there's so many things that go on in our gut that taking a medication to help you get pregnant is one of the, it's like Mucinex specifically. I know obviously some people are like, taking letrozole or Clomid or whatever it is, which of course I recommend supporting your body naturally first to do everything you possibly can before doing that. So not only can you most likely and hopefully get pregnant before you even go the medication route, but if you end up going the medication route, that at least your body is fully prepared and supported so that it works on the first try. So anyway, that was one thing with the Mucinex before we even looked at the ingredients, which we're going to talk about the ingredients because you know we count chemicals, not calories over here. And damn, are there some chemicals in this Mucinex, okay? So first of all, messing with your gut. Second of all, it obviously also impacts your liver, right? Because our liver processes everything that comes in our bodies, all medications included, right? Alcohol, food, medications, toxins, environmental toxins, whatever it is, okay? And this is a medication. So your liver is going to process out what is more life-threatening first than things that are not life-threatening. Meaning, if you're taking this Mucinex, your liver is going to prioritize getting that shit out of your body because of the stuff that's actually in it is literally toxic to you. So it doesn't obviously kill you upon impact because your liver, it's your liver's job. It processes it and it gets it out of our body. But because it now has to take some of its workload towards that, it's not going to prioritize right away getting the excess hormones, getting your estrogen out of your body, getting other toxins out of your body. So then again, that estrogen can recirculate back into the body and cause too much estrogen in relation to progesterone, like I just said before, because your liver is what processes and metabolizes your excess hormones, metabolic waste, environmental toxins, medications, all of that moves it onto the gut, and the gut is what packages it up in poop and gets it out of the body. So we don't want to put more burden on our liver without alcohol, with medications, with, products that have all these chemicals in it, like all this stuff, right? So that's the other issue with just taking medication in general. Okay, I'm assuming if you're listening to this specific episode that you are someone who is either trying to conceive like actively right now, maybe you've been trying for a while, or maybe you just started, or you're someone who is prepping for pregnancy, whether you want to get pregnant in the next year or less, or maybe you're even a mom right now and you're just listening to this episode, whatever it is, if you're postpartum, if you're in any of those three buckets, you need to know about this company that I am absolutely obsessed with. I personally use them every single day. I recommend them to all of my clients, to all of my friends. Like, I'm freaking obsessed with them. And the company that I'm talking about is Needed. And this is for fertility, for pregnancy, for postpartum, for women's health in general. It is astounding to me the amount of shitty prenatals and just supplements in general, pre and postnatals, and supplements in general that are on the market and that have really good marketing, but really shitty quality ingredients, really low amount of nutrients that are not actually absorbable in our body, with other ingredients in there that are horrible, even ones that your doctor recommends or ones that you go to the store to get, even in Whole Foods, like even some that influencers recommend. I've done podcast episodes on this because I have a lot to say about it. But we need to make sure that we are taking high quality supplementation, especially when it comes to your fertility, to your pregnancy, to postpartum, to breastfeeding. Like, it is so important to have nutrient density, meaning that you are absorbing the amount of nutrients that you're taking and that you actually are having an abundant amount of them, because not only are you supporting your fertility to get pregnant, which is not life-threatening, so we need to make sure we have extra nutrients to go around, but you're also growing a human and you want to make sure you have an abundant amount of nutrients to not only support this growing baby and a growing organ, but also just to support yourself. And then postpartum is extremely energy intensive. You're on the most least amount of sleep you've ever had in your life. You're breastfeeding. If you are breastfeeding, you're taking care of a human. Like, we got to make sure that we are supporting ourselves as best as we possibly can. And Needed is the way to go. I love that their nutrient density is on point. They have such a high amount of the certain minerals and antioxidants and actual nutrients that we need in our body in forms that your body can actually absorb, because that's so huge. A lot of companies will have specific nutrients in forms that are unabsorbable in the body. So we really want to make sure that they're absorbable forms, which Needed obviously has. They're backed by research. They have practitioners who are helping formulate the formulations, the supplements. They have third-party testing. Like, they're as clean as it gets. You know, if I'm taking this shit, it's clean. Okay. I'm a stickler. I don't put anything in my body specifically supplement-wise that is not like super, super clean with the most amount of like testing that could possibly be done. Okay. So I love that about them too. And they, I feel amazing on them. Like, honestly, I'm still waking up multiple times a night and I have energy because of these prenatals that are also postnatals. They're amazing. So go to thisisneeded.com. You could use code Corinne, C-O-R-I-N-N-E at checkout. I recommend taking a prenatal a year or less before you start getting pregnant, right? So if you're like, I want to get pregnant in the next year or less, start taking a prenatal now. Obviously, if you are actively trying to conceive, if you, when you are pregnant and when you are postpartum as well, even if you're not breastfeeding, I recommend taking a postnatal for like a good 9 months after you give birth. If you're not breastfeeding, if you are breastfeeding, continue taking this prenatal postnatal for the entire duration of you breastfeeding. And then a few months after that, because it's again, really, really energy intensive. We have to make sure that we have enough nutrients in our body to support us, to support baby, all the things. So I love their prenatal. I also love their, vegan omega that they have, their vegan DHA EPA, obsessed, so freaking good. They have a, for those of you who take collagen, they have collagen, they have an egg quality support, which is really great. They have a stress support that I like a lot too. They have so many amazing things over there. What I personally take from theirs is their choline, their iron, their pre-postnatal, and did I miss something? Their choline, their iron, and their pre and postnatal. Oh, their omega that I just talked about. Those are the ones that I personally use and take. I'm obsessed with them. Go to thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne at checkout for a discount. And if you have any questions at all about any of their supplements, obviously come message me. I'll be happy to support you in it. You will feel a difference. Get on it ASAP. Thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne at checkout. Specifically with this mucinex theory, why like we don't need to be doing that to support your cervical mucus. Like, please, let's just at the top. Like, I could just end this episode with this is bullshit. Please don't do this. Thank you for coming. I'll see you later. But you know me, I had to preach about it. So, okay, that's the issues with the gut and the liver. Then I was like, all right, let me just actually look up these ingredients because like I need to see what's going on. Here we go. You could look it up as well. Just put in Mucinex and like just go to whatever. I forget if it was like the Mucinex AM, PM, like whatever. But anyway, FDNC yellow number 6 is the first ingredient. And the first ingredient on anything, whether it is a food label, whether it's a medication, is what is the majority of what's in there. So like the thing that is in there the most is the first ingredient. The thing that's in there last is the least amount of stuff in it. Do you know what I'm saying? So FDNC yellow number 6, that is a food dye. Okay, food dyes, first of all, with kids and stuff, are directly related to ADHD, behavior problems. Like, what are we doing with food dyes? Okay, so that's number one, FDNC yellow number 6. Gelatin, which is like, you know, animal derived. Obviously, this is also not coming from like a grass-fed animal. like, it's fucking Mucinex. Okay, so gelatin, glycerin, lecithin, which is soy. And again, this is not non-GMO, and soy is one of the highest GMO crops. We do not want to be consuming GMOs, specifically the number one GMO crop, one of the number ones GMO crops, soy, corn is another one, when you are literally actively trying to get pregnant. Obviously, sometimes it's going to slip in with stuff, but like, you know what I'm saying, okay? Mineral oil, another thing. I don't even know how to say this, polyethylene glycol. Also, if you can't pronounce it, like, why is it coming in our body? If you cannot pronounce it, it should not be going inside your body. What was the other? Propylene glycol, shellac. People get that shit on their nails and it's in Mucinex. Okay. Sorbitol, sorbitin solution, titanium dioxide. Okay. And then water. So like this is, and these were the, like other ingredients, right? So like a lot of times people look at the back of just like the ingredients that are in Mucinex and then they're like, or whatever you're looking at, and it won't look at the other ingredients. You have to always look at other ingredients, including with your supplements, because that is where they hide a lot of shit, like titanium dioxide, shellac, mineral oil, FDNC yellow number 6. Like, no, please, like we do not want to be taking this ever, literally ever, but especially when you are trying to conceive and for the purposes of getting pregnant to support your cervical mucus. Like, there is no quick fix if you want your body to actually be optimized, which obviously you do if you're listening to this podcast. So instead of wasting your time Googling theories and medications and teas and herbs and remedies and what the F ever of like, what is the quickest way for me to get pregnant? Like that is, you're wasting your time because that's also not what you actually want. You don't just want to like just get pregnant. Like I said, that's not your ultimate goal. Focus on supporting your body naturally because no matter what the outcome is, literally no matter what the outcome is, that is always going to reap you benefits. Taking Mucinex is not, okay? Like regardless of you getting pregnant, you supporting your body naturally is going to support you. Taking Mucinex, whether you get pregnant or not, like that's not going to support you in any way, shape, or form. You prioritizing your nutrient density, your blood sugar, your nervous system, your gut, and your liver, all the modules in the Mind Your Hormones method will support you so much more than just your fertility. Obviously your fertility as well, but doing things naturally is a long game, but it's supporting your overall health, wellness, and vitality because it is so much more than just getting your cycle back, than just getting pregnant. Because at the end of the day, you feel good. Like, hi, do you want to have energy? Do you want to not be laid out on your couch for a few hours when you get your period because of cramping? Like, do you want to actually feel empowered in knowing your body? I was just in my group chat with the Trying to Conceive Accelerator girls today, and one of them was telling me that she's going to acupuncture now, and she's like, oh my God, Corinne, she's like, I felt so empowered because I was able to answer these questions about my body. Like she was asking her like, oh, how do you know if you're ovulating? And she answered like, oh, well, I'm tracking my BBT and she's like, you know, how's your period? Like, oh, well, I had a little bit of cramps last month, but I know that's because my estrogen to progesterone ratio. And she's like, I just felt like on fire that I was so confident and able to answer these questions that I actually know my body. I felt so empowered and not like being confused with questions that the doctors are asking me. Like I was so confident in myself and in what I'm doing and in how my body works. Like that, tell me what is more fucking important than that. Please tell me what is more empowering and more important than that. Literally nothing. Okay. So you want to not only know how to get pregnant, which is obviously when you support your body naturally and you're supporting the systems in your body that actually affect your fertility, because that is what the root cause is. The problem is not the progesterone that's low. The problem is not the testosterone that's high, the AMH that's high or low, the thyroid, blah, 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 whatever. That is not the problem. The problem is why is it there? What is causing those hormones to be out of balance? The systems in your body that actually affects your hormones, the systems in your body your hormones respond to, that is what we need to learn how to optimize to, yes, support your fertility, but you're also going to not only know how to get pregnant, but how to support yourself in pregnancy and postpartum. And when you're a busy mom, you're running around like a chicken without a head, you're going to know when you're doing all the things, you're going to know what to do to actually support your body. So stop looking for the quickest way to get pregnant because that's not what you actually want, okay? You want vitality, you want to have energy, you want to be empowered. Power, you want to know your body. You want to know what the fuck is going on and what you can do to actually support it. You want your body to be in the best possible shape, physically, mentally, emotionally, that it possibly can be so that you can have the best pregnancy, right? Like you don't want to just get pregnant. You want to feel good during your pregnancy. You want to have the baby and then be able to enjoy the baby that you've been praying for months and years and know how to support yourself while you're also taking care of this human that like all of a sudden you're like, wait, I'm supposed to know what I'm doing? Like, wait, I don't even know how to take care of myself. I'm supposed to take care of someone else. You need to go into this knowing how to take care of yourself because there's so many unknowns with having a baby. Literally everything is an unknown. Like obviously you can read all the books, you can be an aunt, like it doesn't matter. Like once you're in it, you're in it. It's everything is totally different. You have to just like learn as you go, which is so amazing. It's literally the best thing ever. I'm so excited for that to be your reality. But like knowing how to take care of yourself is one less thing you have to freaking worry about. So not only do you have to like not think about that while you're taking care of this baby, but you could also feel good in the process. So like that is my soapbox today. Thank you for coming to my TED talk. I'm so glad that you clicked on this and hopefully you're realizing, okay, wait, no, I'm not going to take Mucinex. There are other ways to actually support my cervical mucus, like your nutrient density, your blood sugar, your nervous system, your gut, your liver, all the things I talk about in the Mind Your Hormones method. If you are trying to get pregnant and you have not yet like been able to actually do that and you want to know what to actually do when I'm talking about supporting the systems in your body, you just want to plug and play, you're like, Corinne, I just want to open my computer, have the answers in front of me, know exactly what to do, feel super confident in it, like please check out the Mind Your Hormones method. What are you doing if you haven't already checked it out? You could also use code podcast to get 10% off, which is amazing. I'll put the link in the show notes for the Mind Your Hormones method. I mean, it is game freaking changing. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here. I feel like I need to bow because I feel like I was just like on a stage preaching. to the choir, and I know you feel my heart with this. So please send this to anybody who is maybe trying to conceive, who wants to learn more about this, and please tell everybody to stop buying Mucinex and instead put that money towards like a needed prenatal or their Omega or like literally anything, like high quality water filter. Like there's all kinds of things you could put your money towards. I mean, I think it's like, I don't even know how much Mucinex is. Literally don't even know. $5, $10, $20, like not a clue. But anyway, thank you so much for being here. I love you, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.